Pennsylvania has more structurally deficient bridges than any other state. Traditionally, visual inspection has been used to prioritize which bridges need repair or replacement. But a new technology could help managers make safe, money-saving decisions about their bridges if they embrace it. Keystone Crossroads' Irina Zhurov reports in this third story of our three-part series on the state's bridges.
About 7 years ago, the South Carolina Department of Transportation bridge maintenance engineer Lee Floyd was concerned about one of his bridge's ability to hold up while a replacement was built. He placed sensors on the bridge to monitor how it behaved and found he could keep it open without any provisional repairs.
If we had not sensored, we probably would have gone ahead and spent the money to repair the bridge, but by using the sensors, it gave us a sense of assurance and safety, and we were able to avoid that extra expenditure.
He says he saved $700,000 in unnecessary repairs on that bridge by using the sensors, which produce detailed information on how a bridge reacts to everything from traffic to wind. He uses them on other bridges now as a kind of structural health monitoring tool.
The amount of money we spent so far on structural health monitoring is probably no more than $275,000. And we have more than recovered that cost.
Pennsylvania's Department of Transportation has used sensors, but in a narrow way, mostly to check that repairs on bridges are working properly. The Turnpike Commission installed sensors on one of its bridges to see what could be learned, but ultimately relied on traditional visual inspections to determine repairs. Repairs the sensors showed were not yet needed. So what does a visual inspection actually entail?
We're going to start about halfway down. Look at all these four beams going across.
That's Steve Holuska, inspecting the Fort Pitt Bridge in Pittsburgh. Before climbing in the bucket truck, he walks the bridge measuring the expansion joints. The joints allow the bridge to move as it contracts and expands. His tools?
This is just your standard folding wood roll. Nothing too high-tech, just need to get the measurement.
He compares the measurements to the last time they were checked in the summer.
It has contracted, so the bridge is moving like it should.
Inspectors check the entire bridge every 2 years for rust, cracks, peeling paint, missing bolts. It's a low-tech way to analyze a bridge, but to be clear, it works pretty well, and no one is talking about abolishing these inspections. It's a process designed to be conservative, so human error doesn't result in tragic bridge failures.
Conservative is better than not conservative, but yes, it may be putting undue restrictions on a bridge if it is way too conservative.
That's Andrew Herman, former president of the American Society of Civil Engineers. He says for complicated bridges, the new technology can supplement visual inspections.
You can actually see a truck drive over a bridge and see how it affects the structure, how much load, how much stress and strain it's actually put into the individual members.
If the sensor detects a problem, an alarm goes off on the bridge manager's computer. That data can also be used to set allowable loads. After all, how a bridge actually acts isn't always the same as it's designed to act, and the sensors can help reveal that divide, for better or for worse. That, in turn, can inform what gets fixed when. So it's not just a question of safety, but also efficiency. So why isn't Pennsylvania using this technology? PennDOT is evaluating it, but Deputy Secretary for Highway Administration Scott Christie says he still has some technical questions.
We just want to be sure in Pennsylvania, because we got a lot of structurally deficient bridges, that we're not over-predicting capacity and marginalizing safety.
Yet others say it's not really a technical question. It's more about a cultural shift. And Herman with the ASCE says some agencies may not be able to invest in this technology up front, even with the promise of savings later. Still, in Europe, the technology is becoming more standard. And in the U.S., agencies are starting to use it as well. Irina Zhurov, Keystone Crossroads.